Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we are here until 5 a.m. It's Thursday. It means Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs, Triple Play Thursday, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're also going to be talking about the best and worst movie adaptations of books, one of the reasons why we're going to be talking about that in a little bit, and we want to hear from you on that, 312-981-7200, is because we're about to talk with Jeffrey Cass, who is artistic director of the Brightside Theater, and we're going to talk to a couple of cast members of their current production, which opens tomorrow. It opens Friday, and the production is The Bridges of Madison County, a new musical. And so we're going to talk with them, and then that's going to kick off our conversation in a little bit about books made into movies and stuff like that. So the Brightside Theater is located in Naperville, and we always have a great time, talking to these guys. It's a really great theater company, and we want to welcome Jeffrey, and then we'll talk to a couple of the cast members of the show. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am tired, I'll admit it.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, you every time you guys have a new production, you join me the night before you open, and I always think that that's crazy, the morning before you open, because I know how crazy Tech Week can get. How are things going?
It's good. It's kind of become a rite of passage to, get through Tech Week, and then we get to talk to you, which is great. Yeah. It's going well. It's a beast of a show. I mean, it's been great to finally get this one in our hands and being able to put it on our stage, and I'm excited for our audiences to see it. The show that I fell in love with, a couple of years ago when I first saw it, and it was intermission, and I was calling Julie, who's the executive director, who I had seen in my mind in the middle of watching the show, is playing Francesca, and I called her at intermission and said, when the rights become available for this show, we are going to do this show, and you're going to play Francesca.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, listen, tell everybody about Brightside Theater, to remind everybody about it. You guys are just great, and you're in Naperville.
Yeah. So we're Naperville's only professional theater company performing in the heart of the downtown historic district. And we perform at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall, which is a great venue because it's a very intimate space that only seats about 200 people. And it's a three-quarter thrust stage, meaning that there are seats on three sides of the stage. So and it's got these two aisles down the side that we use a lot. So, you get wrapped up in any show that you see there because there's action happening all around you all the time, whether pieces of scenery are flying past you or actors are going past you. And we have an eight-piece live orchestra for this show. And
wow.
We've got, strings. We've never had strings before, and we've got stringed instruments and mandolins and all kinds. I mean, it's really, really great for this production. I love it.
That's fantastic, Jeffrey. Well, how long has Brightside been around?
Yeah, so Bridges of Madison County is kicking off our seventh season.
Wow.
And this is cinema to stage. So what we did is we kind of based the season around this show once we got the rights to it. And we thought, why don't we do a season of, shows that we feel have had great adaptations to stage. So we started with Bridges of Madison County, and then we're going to do Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps, which is a great, awesome acting piece where it's just four actors playing 50 different roles.
Yeah,
the movie.
I've seen that. I've seen that show, and I saw it in Dublin when I was in Ireland. And I just loved it. I absolutely loved it. And yeah, man, that's a, you, if you're in that show, you're going to work.
Oh my gosh, you're going to work. Yeah, unless you're the one main character, then you're going to work.
Yeah.
Because they call the other character clowns because they're constantly changing it and playing different characters.
Yeah.
We wrap it up with the big, fat Broadway, lovable 60s musical, or set in the 60s, Hairspray.
Yeah. So. That's a great season. So are you calling it cinema to stage? Is that what you're calling it?
Cinema to stage.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fun, man. That's really good. Well, congratulations, and I know that you're very excited about the production that's going to be up, The Bridges of Madison County, the musical. And but let's say hello to a couple of the cast members, shall we? Now, you already mentioned her. You mentioned Julianne Cornack. Is not only an actress, but she's also executive director of the play as, or of the theater company as well.
Yeah, she's one of the founding members.
One of the founding members. Well, let's welcome Julianne to the show. Hi, Julianne.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I am good.
Okay, and let's also bring to the show Justin Miller, who is another character in the show. And let's see, he's playing Robert, and let's say hello to Justin. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
All right. Julianne, you know, Jeffrey was just telling us that at intermission when he saw the show, he gave you that call. Do you remember that phone call?
I did, like, it was yesterday, yeah. It was kind of jarring. He goes to New York and sees a lot of shows. We laugh. I live vicariously sometimes through him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, I just saw this. And I'm like, you really? You went to go see Bridges in Madison County? And I was a little surprised. And then he told me, and I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, you can just kind of put it in your back pocket. Like, took me aback. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen down the road. And I remember reading the book in college and just really falling in love with the storyline and, you know, the fact that they were able to transform that into, from that to a movie to a musical, just kind of sucked me away from it. So we've kind of been living with this show, and I personally have, for about 2.5 years. So to see it kind of come to fruition right now is really, really exciting.
It's not only exciting for you as an actress, but as a founding member of the company, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, this is our first opportunity to bring a new work to the West Suburban area, Chicagoland area. So there's so much excitement behind that. It's something new for us. And this is a different kind of show that our audience hasn't really seen from us. So there's a little more message through it, and you know, where you are in your life and the bridge you cross, and that's very different than some of the pieces that we've put on our Bright Side stage. So yeah. I think it's something that our audience is going to be really excited to see.
That's great. Now, Julianne, tell everybody about your background, how you got started in theater.
Yeah, so singer first. I have a very musical family, and we had an organ in my household that my mother had played and my sister had played, and I was 6, and they're like, hey, here's the organ. And I was like, huh? I had no desire to play it. And my grandmother's son said, hey, you know, she sings all the time. Maybe she's like that. And so I actually started taking voice lessons at the age of 7, which is really young.
Yeah.
But I've been really doing it ever since. I started singing in my church, my grammar school. I started doing musical reviews. We did Wizard of Oz when I was in 5th grade. I played Dorothy. It was the full version. So the bug bit me very, very quickly. My parents always loved theater. They used to take my sister and myself to Candlelight Theater. We used to go there on their anniversary. And, you know, I lived in that theater in the audience. And so kind of when I got old, the bug bit me pretty quickly, and my parents were pretty supportive of the whole musical background thing, and I've loved it, but this show is just like so much of a piece of me now, so yeah. It's been really fun.
That's great. Now, Justin, what's your background? Tell everybody how you got into theater.
Much like Julie, I had a very musical family, my mother at least. My dad, he likes to think he's musical, but he's not really that musically inclined. My mom, she's a music teacher. She started me, you know, in piano lessons when I was 5, so I've been around music for a long time. My first musical I was in, I think I was in 5th grade, and I played Winthrop in The Music Man.
Wow.
And, yeah, and so after that I did one show each school year, I think, throughout public school and then into college. And then somewhere, you know, around sophomore, junior year of college is actually when I decided that I wanted to do it, do theater as more of a career instead of a hobby. I guess that's the path.
Now, where are you originally from, Justin?
I'm from Kentucky.
And what's the theater scene like in Kentucky?
It's nothing like it is up here in Chicago, I mean, it's more centered around, you know, a lot of community theater, but it's very strong community theater. It's not, you know, like the stereotypical what people think, you know.
Yeah.
It's a strong theater scene, at least in the town that I'm from, which is really a small town. But we were kind of blessed, and it's Owensboro, Kentucky, is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
That area was blessed with a lot of talent. There's a lot of musically inclined people and people that are passionate about art. And so that was a blessing to be raised in that kind of environment.
And so when did you come to Chicago, Justin?
I moved up here about a month ago, maybe a month, 5 weeks ago, yeah.
Wow. Okay. What? Where were you before you came here?
I was still down in Kentucky. My first professional job took me to Charlotte, North Carolina 2 summers ago, like traditional summer stock. And then I was back in Kentucky. I just graduated from school from Western Kentucky University back in the spring. And then this was my first role out of college. So
wow. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And so you chose Chicago specifically because of the theater community here?
Well, I saw the casting call for Bridges out and about, and you know, this show is probably, you know, in my top 3 favorite scores. The music is gorgeous. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And so I was drawn to that, you know, by the name. And so I came up and auditioned, and, you know, then I got the call, you know, in the summer that they wanted me to come up and play Robert. And I said, sure, yeah. And then it just so happens to be in Chicago, which, I mean, has this thriving theater scene. And it's a very enticing place for somebody like me that's trying to start out their theater career.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've said this many, many times. The best place to do theater is in Chicago, the best place in the country. And I'm including New York. I think Chicago's the best place to come and do theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right. You guys, so Jeffrey, we're going to take a little break here, Jeffrey, and then when we come back, we'll tell everybody about the show. I know people know the book and people know the movie. I actually was, I'll be honest with you, Jeffrey, I was not crazy about the book at all. But I adore the movie. I love the movie, and I'm, you know, and I'm thinking obviously you can take that material and make great stuff out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. So hang on, okay? We got Jeffrey Cass, and we have Julianne Cornack, and with Justin Miller, who are all part of the production of The Bridges of Madison County, which opens tomorrow night at the Brightside Theater, and it runs through the 19th. And we'll give you all the details. It's Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. through the 19th, and we'll give you all the details on the show and what it's about and all that cool stuff. And we talk more with Jeffrey, Julie, and Justin right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Hi, everybody. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Thursday morning, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in. One artist, 3 songs. Get them in now. We are currently being joined from Brightside Theater. We have Jeffrey Cass, who is directing the current production, is also artistic director of the company, Julianne Cornack, and Justin Miller from the production of The Bridges of Madison County, a new musical, which opens tomorrow, runs through the 19th at North Central College in beautiful downtown Naperville. And it's part of season 7 of the Brightside Theater, Cinema to Stage. And let's welcome back Jeffrey Cass. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Julianne Cornack. Julie, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Justin Miller. Justin, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Jeffrey, tell everybody about the show. It's obviously based on the best-selling book that Robert James Waller wrote.
Yeah, definitely. So it's based on the novel, and the novel is the story of an Italian immigrant woman who, after World War II, after her city's pretty much been one of the most bombed-out cities in Italy, meets up with an American soldier and decides to marry him to escape Italy, basically, and come to America. He's a farmer by trade and by just family, passing on the farm from generation to generation in Iowa. So it takes her from a very rich cultural life to a very different life, living on a farm and being the wife of a farmer in Iowa. And she has a family with him, 2 kids. And there is a weekend that her husband takes the 2 kids to the state fair to show one of the animals. And by chance, a National Geographic photographer knocks on her door, who's taking photos of the covered bridges in the county that they live in Madison County. And that starts off a 4-day whirlwind romance. Nothing planned and not of lust, but very much of connection that they just can't avoid. that kind of changes the course of their lives forever. And I won't say what happens because you should come and see the show.
Right.
And if you haven't read the book or the movie, then you should definitely come and see the show.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful story, and I think it transcends time and age, especially age. I know, you know, the movie has Robert Redford and Meryl Streep in the roles, but, you know, working on the show. And,
no, it's Clint Eastwood. It's Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Sorry. Clint Eastwood. Thank you. Oh, my God. Very different, right? Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. There we go. And, you know, working on the show and doing the research in the show, you know, the adaptation of the book and talking and listening to interviews of Jason Robert Brown, who wrote the lyrics and the composition, you know, they didn't on Broadway have actors of that age, you know, playing the roles. And that was purposeful because I love that because it just shows that, you know, a connection between two human beings is a connection. It doesn't matter what age. It doesn't matter what race. It doesn't matter what anything. A connection is a connection. And you can't sometimes fight that, you know, and it transcends that age and all that. So but it's a beautiful piece. I really do love it. And you said, you don't care so much for the novel. And I think the novel does drag on a lot more than it needs to. And I think the movie is beautifully acted and beautifully filmed.
Yeah.
And I think each version of this story stands alone in its own right. Because I think when you get to the musical, you've now added this whole layer of this score that is beautifully written with unique sounds that you wouldn't think should mix together, but they do. So you have country music kind of twang, Americana mixing with Italian classical guitar and mandolin. And just with these soaring phrases and strains of strings, and it just works.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful piece. Beautiful piece.
Julie, what were the challenges for playing this role? I mean, let me ask you this, it might sound like a stupid question. Do you sing in an accent?
So I speak English with an Italian accent and therefore do the same in the speaking piece and the singing. So
wow. Okay.
So I still speak English clearly or else everybody would need a translator for the show. But do have the accent in it. And, you know, she's been there. She talks about being in Iowa for 18 years. So she still rolls her R's and has that accent and it's still a part of her. And Robert kind of comes along and she kind of becomes herself again, like remembers the time when she was in Italy and who she was and who she was all about, not the person that she's kind of become in the, you know, the new setting and the coming here to America and in Iowa and we sing a song about to build a home, about how she took her life and how she started her life and how she goes there. So, yeah, it came fairly naturally to me, which is interesting, but I do sing arias and sing in Italian, so maybe there's a little bit of that just kind of came in for me.
Yeah. All right, Justin, what are some of the challenges for you playing this? This is, like your first big role here in the Chicago area, and it's a great one. So what were some of the challenges for you?
Right. Well, this role was probably, on top three or four in my bucket list of roles to perform. And so I am thrilled to be able to perform it, straight out of college, just right off the bat, performing this great role. It's honestly one of the biggest challenges, the score. It is a very demanding vocal track.
Yeah.
Not just for me, but I mean, Julie's got a tough song, really the whole ensemble. Like it's beautifully written, but I mean, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
One of my biggest songs is, at the end of the show, after you've sung all this beautiful music, but then you've got one more to go. That's big. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges. But it's a challenge that I am thrilled to go in every day and try to perform it to the best of my ability, I guess.
Yeah. Jeffrey, how big's your cast?
Yeah, it's only 10 people. In the script, there's this little passage in the beginning of the script that I really kind of latched onto and I loved reading, which just simply said, this could all be very much a dream and a recall of a memory of Francesca. And people can appear and disappear as they're mentioned and thought upon.
Wow.
And so we're very fluid with the staging and fluid with reality. And I love being able to just have these actors kind of float in and out of the scene.
Well, that's Jeffrey, it sounds great, man. And I'm so glad you were able to do it. And again, I thank you so much for joining us during your tech week.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys get some rest. And it runs through November 19th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. It's The Bridges of Madison County, a new musical. And then that will continue your theme of cinema to stage in March. The 39 Steps will be opening up, and then Hairspray, the musical, in June. And I hope to hear from you guys the night before those productions open as well.
You will, for sure.
Okay. Jeffrey, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Julianne, nice to talk to you, and break a leg, okay?
Thank you so much, Nick.
Okay. Justin, welcome to town, and break a leg, all right?
Hey, thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, take care. There you go. There they are. And it's the Bridges of Madison County, which opens at the Brightside Theater in Naperville. And it opens on Friday, tomorrow, the 3rd, and it runs through the 19th. And you can get your tickets at brightsidetheater.com, brightsidetheater.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. So make sure you check it out. I love talking to those guys every time they have a show opening. Okay, we'll take a quick break here, and we get the news coming up next on 720 WGN.